I'm very happy now to welcome back to the show Megan Burns. She's Associate Director of Santa Fe Performing Arts, and she's co-director of The Wizard of Oz, which is happening this weekend and next weekend, the last two weekends of April. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thanks, Mary Charlotte.
And we have with us Sophia Avery Kapulski, who is playing Dorothy, and Leo O'Connell, the Tin Man. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hi.
So let's talk for a moment about The Wizard of Oz. I mean, doing The Wizard of Oz on stage after the 1939 movie, which was one of the greatest works of art of all time, according to everybody, how do you follow in those footsteps?
Oh my gosh, how do we follow in those footsteps? Well, we definitely do our best. We definitely are making it our own. We're making it work for our stage and with our cast. But luckily, we have an incredibly talented cast.
Aw, thanks.
I could second that. I mean, it's a cast full of really energetic, enthusiastic people. And, you know, the Munchkins are as adorable as they should be, probably more. You know, it's every rehearsal is just colorful and fun and... You know, it makes it easy to really be there. Like,
yeah. So are the Munchkins like elementary school kids?
Mostly, yeah. I mean, some of them are a little bit older, but yeah.
And so you are playing Dorothy, and you've got a yellow brick road and an emerald city and the whole thing.
Almost. We're working on it. I mean, this week is tech week. So we'll start seeing all that stuff on stage, and it'll really come to life. So.
And so playing the Tin Man, you're really in an ensemble of a couple of people who have to continually be working together, and there's a lot of physical kind of comedy in that.
Right. Mm-hmm. I think the physicality is basically the hardest part of doing the show, because you can never really get into character unless you have a strong idea of who he is. I mean, being a Tin Man, you're basically a robot. But that doesn't mean that you're just a plain old mechanical man. You have feelings, and you need to be more on the human side to get more character.
And so are you wearing a metal suit and everything?
Not exactly metal. I think I'd have to be a bit stronger for that.
Right. Hopefully it looks metal, right?
Yeah.
Right. That is the idea.
Leo makes it look like it is made of metal, though. Good physical actor.
Thanks.
So you are singing Somewhere Over the Rainbow and everything else.
Mm-hmm, yep. And I'd have to say that specific part of the show where I, you know, look off into the distance and sing that song is probably my favorite part. Just, you know, really getting into it and, you know, feeling that's where I really feel Dorothy most. It's just, you know, wanting to get off the farm, wanting to get out of there, you know.
Yeah. And Sophia's an amazing vocalist. Oh. I cry every time, even in rehearsal, just listening to her sing that song.
So how have you, tell us some of the ways, and of course people will see the performance and everything, but how have you made it your own?
Let's see. We've got a couple little tricks up our sleeves, some fun characters that we have added in there that people will see and I'm sure enjoy thoroughly.
Really? You've added some characters that...
Yes, they're... I will say no more.
You'll have to come see it.
But they will be fun.
It's not Zozobra.
Zozobra will not be there, unfortunately. Let's see. How have we made this our own... I think that the way that I feel like it is mostly our own is this show is a huge show and it has the potential, I think, to be incredibly stressful to pull together and to feel really like everything has to be literally the way the movie was because it's such a classic. But somehow I've managed to have a lot of fun and sort of take some creative liberties and... I don't want to give away the things that are mostly our own, but yeah, I think that having fun with it has been the way that I've done that for myself.
So you are co-director.
Yes, with Catherine Mark.
Do each of you take a kind of different aspect of the performance?
Yeah, I think that we, for the most part, have the same vision, which is super important. I chose the show last fall. It's the first show that I was in as an actor 12 years ago.
Really? What did you play?
Performing Arts. We added this character named Gloria, which was sort of the guard who sang the Merry Old Land of Oz, who was like the lead beautician to get them ready to go into Oz. And so I thought it would be nice to direct it finally. It's been 12 years since we had done it. Catherine, who started directing with us last summer, wanted to jump on board and be my co-director. Catherine and I have the same vision for the outcome. Catherine's been able to focus a lot on the choreography. We've got a musical director, which is great, Steve Paxton, from the Santa Fe University of Art
awesome
and Design.
Guy.
Yes, indeed.
Really great. And yeah, I like to mostly focus on like the acting values, the emotional connection, and you know, the big picture of it all and how it's all going to come together.
Tell me what you like about the character Dorothy.
Well, to be honest, when I got the part, Dorothy and I did not get along. I thought I had nothing in common with her, and I thought she was really annoying and really whiny. But then, you know, over the course of a bunch of rehearsals, I discovered that I actually had a lot in common with her, and probably my favorite part of her is just how ambitious she is and how set she is on achieving her goals, and you know, she won't give up at all.
And she's willing to run away.
Yes. And I actually did that a couple times when I was little, so I know what it's like to really want to get away from everything.
How far did you get?
I lived in New Orleans at the time, and I got about 4 blocks away, and I went to our friend's house, and I showed them all the stuff I was bringing with me, and they called my parents, and they said, hey, come get your daughter. So, but yes, we do have a lot in common. It just took me a really long time to figure that out.
What about you, Leo, and the Tin Man?
Well, the Tin Man, I think, he's just a very emotional person, even though he doesn't really think he has feelings, since he doesn't have a heart. But really, you can really connect with him, pretty much anyone can, because we've all had moments where we want to cry over something that happened to us, or where our feelings just take control of our bodies and we can't basically take over for a while. And with the Tin Man, he's basically just this vessel for all his emotions to take over. And the only times when he gets to take control back over himself is usually when he's with Dorothy or with his friends. And usually his emotions take control of him to do these really stupid things like getting an axe and chopping off all his body parts without thinking twice. Maybe this is a trick. I mean, really, Dorothy basically gives the Tin Man common sense.
Aww.
Yes, indeed. And, of course, you've got your Scarecrow and Cowardly
yes.
Lion.
Both wonderful actors. Yes.
What school does each one of you go to?
I go to the master's program at the community college.
Oh, okay.
And I'm getting a certificate in creative writing over there.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And you?
I go to Camino de Paz School and Farm down in somewhere in Española, which name escapes me. Santa Cruz. That's it. Santa Cruz.
Okay. And so you are actually doing farming and outdoor stuff as well as your mm-hmm. academics. Very interesting. So, Megan Burns, you're born and raised here in Santa Fe, I think. Is
mm-hmm.
that right?
Born in Los Alamos, raised in Santa Fe.
And you have been really a very important person in our community arts scene for many years. You've been on the show innumerable times and doing not only Santa Fe performing arts and acting in all kinds of plays and being part of Meow Wolf. But also you are a musician, and is it a one-man band?
Yes, for the most part. I just released a CD, and that had some other instrumentation on it by some amazing musicians here in town, Matt Sanford, Abe Streep, Johnny Bell. But when I play out, for the most part, yes, me and guitar.
And so your one-man band is called Flamingo Pink.
Yes.
And we're going to hear at the end of the program a little bit of music that you have done.
Yes.
Now, you are moving. You are leaving us.
I am.
You're going to California. I can't believe it.
I know. I'm so excited. Yes. My hope is to book a little music tour, actually, on my way out of town and do a little bit of traveling in June. I'll be here through May. And then, yeah, I'm going to go out to the Bay Area and see what's out there in terms of music and theater and people and friends and all of that. I'm really excited.
Well, it's a tremendous gain for the Bay Area. It's a loss for Santa Fe, but I just wanted to really acknowledge how much you've contributed to this community and to the art scene here and to just so many young people whom you've worked with over the years.
Thank you.
The Wizard of Oz is happening this weekend. Santa Fe Performing Arts and the City Different Players and Teen Ensemble. It's April 19th, 20th, and 21st, and then the following weekend as well, Fridays at 7 o'clock, Fridays and Saturdays at 7 o'clock, and Sundays, no, wait a minute, Fridays, let me do this again, Fridays at 7 o'clock, and Saturdays and Sundays at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, which is a very civilized time, thank you for doing that.
You're welcome.
At the Armory for the Arts on Old Pecos Trail, the box office number is 984-1370. Megan Burns, Associate Director of Santa Fe Performing Arts. Sophia Avery Kapulski plays Dorothy. Leo O'Connell plays the Tin Man in The Wizard of Oz. Thank you all so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Our pleasure.